what it is. This is Tyrus and
Tim.
And thank you for joining us today on TNT. That's Tyrus and Tim, as we just said. All right, let's just get into the mix. We have a grab bag of stories.
Yes, as usual.
And Kat is not coughing. And
no.
I'm not sympathetically coughing for you.
No, I had the flu, dude.
You did.
I didn't know it because I didn't have a fever for like 3 days. And I went to urgent care to get codeine.
Right.
Because, you know, duh. And I go there. They do the little test in my nose. They told me I had the flu. And I said, I don't have the flu. I don't even have a fever because I didn't have a fever. I never would have been at work if I would have had a fever.
Right. But yeah, you would have.
Later that night, I was at home and all of a sudden I started feeling like garbage, like way worse. And I had 102 fever for 3 days.
I saw on social media you were taking out on your cat a little bit. You were, and that's not like you.
Yeah.
You called him an idiot. Luckily,
I did call him an idiot.
He does. That was
well,
mean.
Does.
I had a picture for you this week because, you know, I rescued two cats from the shelter. And I know you weren't feeling well, so I let you rest. But I wanted to know whenever, because you travel a lot. And does your cat ever try to go with you?
Yeah, sometimes he tries to go get in my suitcase.
Okay, because I had an incident where I wasn't paying attention.
You almost closed.
And I closed the suitcase in, and as I started to wheel out, it was...
Oh, no, that was so close.
And then when I opened it back up, I was
that's so cute.
Yeah, so for those of you who can't see, because we don't have the budget for cameras yet, it was a picture of a cat in my suitcase. But nonetheless, one more thing real quick. So our podcast apparently is doing pretty well.
That's great.
We're breaking necks and cashing checks here. So,
what do you want to start about this lovely woman? Do we want to talk about that?
Oh, we're going to get into that lovely, but keep rating and reviewing our podcast because it's good for the algorithm, you know, and it's good for my ego and
my
Kat's
ego. I need help,
you know, for
with my self esteem.
Yeah, our self esteem is pivotal on this. So.
Yeah.
I think we average like somewhere in the top 20 somewhere. We need to get that top 5 going. You know what I'm saying? And we can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it together.
But we need your help.
Yes. We need everybody begging. We're not asking for a GoFundMe page. It's a GoRateMe page.
Yeah. It's
so
free.
Yeah. It's 100% free. All right. Kat, you are the investigative reporter of this dynamic duo. So please, and give us one of your investigations. Whatever you want, let's talk about it.
This is from Barstool Sports, of course.
Yeah.
Lovely woman banned from Walmart for drinking wine from a Pringles can and riding an electric cart at 6:30 a.m. This is absolute tragedy. Police were called to a Texas Walmart after a woman was reportedly drinking wine from a Pringles can and riding an electric cart in the parking lot. Officers responded to a call around 9 a.m. about a suspicious person in the store's parking lot. Investigators found the woman at a nearby restaurant and told her she was banned from the Walmart. The caller said the woman had been riding around the store's parking lot since 6:30 a.m., drinking wine from the potato chip can. What did this woman do wrong?
Well, the most depressing thing for me is we can't say where she's from together because she broke the streak. Most of them
cool are from
stores, Florida. But
I know.
This week is Texas. So Florida's off the board. Texas is on the board. You know, in light of this, she's just trying to be – sometimes there's being fancy and there's being economical.
She was just trying to have a chill day.
Those Pringle – what do you do with those Pringle cans when you're done?
She was helping
because
the environment.
Because they're tall. They're sturdy.
Yeah.
You know, it's discreet.
Yeah.
You know, you take the wine box and you put it in, because I'm pretty sure it was wine from a wine box, or it was definitely a screw-on. Or maybe she was, you know what, it could have been cork wine. I could be right out of line here.
Yeah, it could be, this is a woman trying to make her own fun here. You know, she maybe didn't have any buddies to hang out with that day. So she said, you know what, I'm not going to get down. I'm not going to let that ruin my day. I'm going to grab my Pringles can of wine and go for a little morning cruise around the Walmart parking lot. I think she sounds like a self-starter. And I think that if she doesn't have a job, then somebody should hire her immediately.
Right. You know, what's the difference between a Pringle can and Little Red Cup? I mean, honestly, what is the difference? I think the Pringle can is actually better for the environment.
Yeah, she's recycling her Pringle can.
Do you think she rinsed it out before you put the wine, or is wine in? Because you drink wine, right?
I do drink wine.
Okay. Chip crumbs with wine, does that work? Is that palatable?
No, that's not good. Chips and wine, but no floaties.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? And to be a police officer, I would imagine there's calls you dread.
Right.
And there's calls you expect. And then there's that one call that you never thought you'd get. Because what, I mean, other than having an open container, but here's the thing about if the police show up, you can put a lid on that Pringle can. Yeah. It's no longer open container.
This was a victim. This open was a victimless case, situation. Yeah. This was a victimless situation, and now she's banned from Walmart. I wouldn't ban her from Walmart. I would. She could be an attraction, right? She can make this
move
one
to Vegas.
Yeah, move to Vegas.
Move to Vegas or Louisiana, where open containers are fine. And you could literally be the Pringle woman. The other concern was she, because it's Walmart, was she taking too much time with the electrical cart? Because I didn't see whether it was hers or not. Mm. Or is it the one that she went into the store and took it and drove it around? Because the line for that is quite extensive. There's
right.
a lot of people who need their cart to, and then to annoy people like me to ask them to get things from the shelf that are out of reach because they don't want to get out of their electrical cart. And I originally thought it was pure laziness, mm-hmm. but it's assumed once you get out, somebody can be like, I'm taking that. So it could have been a lot of things, but she needs to move this party to a place where she can have an open container because unless she stole the Pringles or the wine, I don't really see the law that she's breaking. And I'm not a lawyer.
Who is the lame-o who called the police on this woman? If anything, I just would have taken a video of her, right, and said, look how dope this woman is. Let's invite her on TNT. That's all I would have done.
You know what?
Maybe
she
I would have invited her
on
TNT.
Your dream panel.
She's on the super panel for sure.
And here's the thing. And the fact, and you know, Kat doesn't use harsh language. Calling somebody a lame-o for Kat's a big thing. That's right up there with me dropping an MF on somebody. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's funny, is she a producer? I don't know quite what she's got the frosty, it's not frosty, the wisdom hair now. she changed her do and she gave me a really snotty answer because it's like, I think of everything in terms of movies and stuff, but she's like, for those of you at home who needs an image, she's like Storm from X-Men. She's got this gothic silver hair now and she's like so wisdom-y. But she's so full of wisdom that she forgets to push the little button. So while we're talking and she tries to give us helpful hints, we can't hear her. But we can see you making fun of when you said lame-o. She was like, lame-o, and put like an L up and was like, why don't you get in the mic? You got so much to add. You're so smart now with your new hairdo. Matter of fact, she's so above it now. Not only did she change, because you know weekly she brings us the safety cup water
right.
because we're on a lot of electronics. Today she informed me that we have sparkling water.
Didn't know that.
And she puts
water?
A red straw. You can have mine.
Oh, okay.
Because
cool.
I'm not a sparkling water guy.
I'm a sparkling water gal. 1,000%.
I hate sparkling water.
Add a little pizzazz. I don't drink water without bubbles in it.
And I think this is exactly why you relate to the woman in this story.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure she drinks bubbly water.
You're being fancy right now.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm being fancy.
And if you were able to be an electric scooter and do this podcast, I think you would.
I think I would. And if I was able to be drinking wine right now, I think I would too. Why don't we drink during this?
I think
is
Fox
frowned
frowns upon.
Upon.
I think it's frowned. But you know what? I did a show for Fox Nation where we were allowed to have beer and wine. So where's the hypocrisy? We need to get we need to get to the bottom of this and find out. Because it's the end of the day.
Yeah, it's the end of the day.
Neither one of us drives in New York.
Nope.
You know, so we could change this whole thing where we could change the whole show, just start with a beer sound. Click.
Yeah.
And of course for you pouring
the wine.
Or the wine and like tell everybody, get out your beverages and let's talk till we can't talk or get into a ridiculous fight.
Yeah.
Like we'll say stuff we don't mean.
Yeah,
take
I'll
it all out on
too
Devin.
Much about my personal life.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that sober, but imagine if I were on the
influence
of alcohol.
Oh, you just went on a rant, like just a drunken rant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course, whoever breaks the seal first, then we have to wait because the person has to go to the bath. You know, it's just, we got to rethink this alcohol thing. Maybe, you know what, we could email the powers that be and find out exactly what we can as far as alcoholic beverages in the workplace. And speaking of email, transition, boom. This is where we need a sound effect for great transition.
Yeah, we do.
And we'll leave it up to our guy. You know what I'm saying? When I drop a great or you drop a great transition, he gives us some kind of like he approves. Because he's kind of like the silent Bob over there. He just kind of gives a nod and stuff. He doesn't really say much. He's not much of a talker. So an email prompts a man to attend a stranger's bachelor party. This, again, is from the world of TIMF. From the Associated Press, William Novak of Phoenix. What happened to Florida? Florida
I don't
got
know.
Normal this
Florida,
week?
Well, no.
Got the email on January 7th about a ski weekend. Wow, okay, this is a bachelor party that sounds pretty decent. a ski weekend for Angelo. He didn't know the person, but the party with the over-the-top invitation sounded like a good time. So he emailed back as a joke and said he was in. Novak, 35, a married father, expected to get no response or one recognition for his humorous. But instead, the party goers from New Jersey and New York agreed that Novak should join the fun. Novak started a GoFundMe page. Of course, now I don't like him. He got me a GoFundMe page with the heading,
like
help
that.
Me go to the bachelor party of a stranger. By the time he and his family had eaten dinner that day, the trip was funded. I guess the economy's good, so we can just invest in stupid stuff. By the time he and his family – oh, I already read that. I'm so upset. Others have offered to pitch in, with one company offering Hawaiian shirts for the occasion, a Vermont bar providing locally made beer, and a tattoo artist offered to make matching tattoos, which Novak says he declined. Okay, so
– people are dying, you know?
There's people out of work right now.
Yeah, and dying.
Yeah, well, people are always going to die, Kat. That's kind of a thing.
They
people are born, and people are going to die.
We're
all dying.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to be really dark about it, and you have a lot of friends who are into this stuff, the day you're born, you start dying.
You know,
so I think we can give them a break with the death. But literally, there's people not getting paychecks right now on a government shutdown. So maybe instead of funding a trip of strangers that's going to end horribly, maybe get out some gift cards for Walmart or Target, you know, or some restaurants, maybe a couple Chili's things, you know, that entire rack of gift cards that you see at the supermarket, maybe load those up and send them out to some government workers who are not getting paid right now. I just cannot condone this. You know, I hate bachelor parties already.
Right.
A ski trip sounded fun, but with strangers.
Yeah,
Whoa, were you about to throw away your sparkling water?
I just finished it.
You did?
Yeah.
You were just going to chuck it?
I was going to throw it in the garbage can. I was going
to
see if I can make it.
Would you like me to do that for you, shortness?
Yeah.
Boom. See, that's teamwork. She literally tried to sidearm and then she...
I realized there was no way in hell
she was
going to
make it, so she pulled herself back. It was actually pretty cool. Again, because of budget cuts and being in the bottom of the food chain, we can't get a camera crew to film our, you know, just not Rogan yet, but we're working on it. But... I your thoughts on this? Like,
I think that people are dying, and GoFundMe is for people who are dying. GoFundMe, I'm dying. They should change it to GoFundMe, I'm dying. I'm going to start that. It's going to be the new GoFundMe, but you have to be dying.
Cash for my
death. Or potentially dying. GoFundMe, I'm in parentheses, potentially dying. Because if you're not certainly dying... but there's the, you know, potential that you may be dying, then yes, I think it's okay to seek money for that. If you need some extra money to go to a stranger's bachelorette party or a fish concert or a music festival.
Okay, not fair. Nora's going to be upset and she's a faithful listener.
I know. But the first question on the website will be, are you dying? Yes, no, maybe. If you pick no... You're not allowed.
So if I have before I die, I'd like to do this. Please pay for it, America.
Yeah, or like I needed this surgery and I don't have enough money for it. I'm dying.
I get that. Yeah, my insurance is whack. And please help my poor
family. By all means, that's where your donation should be going. Not can take a stranger to a
help Novak go to a bachelor party that he doesn't even know.
He's basically a murderer by taking this money. He's basically a murderer.
Well, he's. Murderer is kind of strong, but
murderer.
Once you started the show calling people lame, I knew it was going to be a little rough today. You're going to be working blue for the rest of the evening because once she starts dropping names, it's tough to bring her down. She's wiry. A lot of people don't realize that. She's ferocious.
It's been a long day, and I'm
she
doing
can go like a wet cat in a corner, just like a really aggressive. Yeah, she can go there. She's not afraid to go there.
Mm-mm.
And you know,
speaking of cats,
Oh
God, we're getting so good at this transition game.
Boom, where's the sound? He's just not, he's not feeling it. All right, whatever.
There we go.
Yes.
Every time we make a good transition, we are radio pros.
Okay, yeah, the laser, no. But the explosion, phenomenal.
Yeah, the explosion's great. Let me do that again. I'm going to do it again.
All right, cool.
Speaking of cats.
Damn!
Oh, did you hear that transition?
Seems like there. Boom. Okay. Wow, very Jersey of you right there.
Don't ever say that to me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Silicon Valley landlord rents $1,500 studio to two cats, not cat timps, Cats, cat meow cats, little meow cats. Two cats are living large at a $1,500 a month studio apartment. Their owner rents for them in Silicon Valley, where a housing shortage has sent rent skyrocketing. First of all, that's not that much for a studio if you look compared to New York City.
Well, yeah, I mean, New York City is ridiculous.
New York, it's like, give me $3,000. Here's a shoebox.
Yeah.
It's made of cardboard, and you'll be sodden in the wintertime. But $3,000, no. The cats named Tina and Louise. Oh, probably from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
I like that. Moved to the studio in San Jose after their owner moved away to college. The student's father, Troy Good, was unable to keep them and asked friend David Kalish to rent him the kitchenless studio so he could keep his daughter's beloved cats. Kalish says he feels bad wasting valuable living space on animals during a housing shortage, but he wanted to help a friend. You know what? You got the money. Spend the money how you see fit.
I guess there's some loopholes in this story. The student's father, Troy Good, was unable to keep them. So he's got a mean girlfriend or wife who either is allergic to cats or won't let him have pets. So he would, and then without her knowing, and to save face, he's spending $1,500 a month to cover up his lie because she... I gotta be honest
with
you.
It's not that hard.
This is where some tough love happens. This is when you leave the door open.
Yeah.
You just leave the door open, and they just, you know, they just kind of trickle out, and then you send the email. Oh no, take my eyes, but not the cats. Look what happened. Apparently, there was some sort of fire, and the door was open. The cats ran out. I can't find them anywhere. Oh no, I'm casing the neighborhood. I've got Xerox printouts. Not with his correct number, you know what I'm saying, because you're not trying to find them. But they're cats, you know what I'm saying, and there's a good chance that cats will be all right as long as you're not declawed or defanged or anything like that. But I'm sorry. I'm not paying $1,500 to cover a lie. There's something else going on here, and the cats are mixed up in this. No one's paying $1,500 just for the cats. I mean,
this is a cover for something?
This is a cover. This isn't fair. There's a double life here. There's a dead body. Somebody's dying. Something's going on.
I just love it because of this story. It has two things I like. Two things I like. Cats and a Bob's Burgers. I love Bob's Burgers.
You know, I just refuse to believe that this story is actually. Or, you know what? What it could be, and I'm just thinking about this right now, maybe Troy, middle name, no good. Maybe his girlfriend is more of a dog person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And speaking of dogs.
Oh.
Damn it, man. Like.
Come on, man.
Transition, bro. Okay, let's try to. Wow. You know? Wow. Okay. It's too late. It's collateral damage now. Man down. All right. I'm sorry. We're going to try this again, Kat.
I would do it again. It was really good.
Thank you. Maybe Troy Good's girlfriend or wife is a dog person. And speaking of dogs.
Yes, boom.
A dog accidentally runs half a marathon and finishes in seventh place. Now, how's that? And this is from a Telegraph. Like, how amazing is that? A canine, which is a fancy word for a dog.
Another word for a dog.
From Alabama. Sorry, Florida. We're just all over the place this week. Has become an internet star after running 13.1 miles, half a marathon, and finishing an impressive seventh place with a time of 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 56 seconds. Ludvine, a 2.5-year-old pet hound dog, snuck out of her owner's garden and joined the runners at the start of the trackless train trek half marathon. Wow, a lot of T's right there, train, trek, marathon. This is a funny story, although I don't realize who were the six people that beat a dog. I mean, that's the real story.
Right, exactly. You've got half as many legs.
Yeah, that's four.
According to my math.
Yeah, like, or, you know, were they so far ahead that he couldn't close the gap? But I'd really like to know the other times.
I know.
If we could find any of this information out, because that's pretty impressive that he, you know, obviously he's disqualified because he didn't start the whole race.
Right.
You know, but it's cute. And again, this, you know, and this kind of goes back to that cat story where we were doing some investigative assuming, where looked like the door was open. They wanted to let him go. Was this a situation where they couldn't keep the hound dog anymore and they just let him out the yard?
The owner April Hamlin admitted she was, quote, embarrassed that her dog may have gotten in the way of those participating in the race, told Runner's World her pet regularly wanders off without her.
Yeah, see,
you shouldn't just let your dog wander around.
It's not on the dog if he wanders. It's bad ownership.
Yeah, you didn't.
It's bad parenting.
Got to keep your dog around.
He wanders off.
Yeah. You know, I don't know where my kid is.
Yeah.
You know?
The dog wants out the house. What am I going to say? No. You want to put a leash on him? He's my dog. Yeah. He wants to go down the street and run a couple marathons. It's fine. He's not hurting anybody. She's one of those owners who just opens the door or leaves the door open and just let, like, the puppy was cute.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But then puppies grow up. And you got to take care of them, and you got to feed them, and you got to clean after them. And most importantly, you have to walk them and exercise them. And that's the problem. That's why she was running a marathon, because she's sitting at home cooped up all the time and just lets her out in the yard. Like, this is irresponsible, absolutely irresponsible ownership. I mean, I know the story is, yeah, great, she's finished seventh. If her owner loved her more, she would have finished first.
Yeah, that's true.
Straight up. Straight up. It's irresponsible.
Speaking of irresponsible.
Boom.
Yes. Great. Guy on Ambien accidentally proposes to girlfriend, wakes up, and doesn't remember any of it. An unidentified man recently confessed.
He's identified.
On Reddit that he accidentally proposed. There's a phrase for you. Accidentally proposed to his girlfriend after taking Ambien. He said that he was having trouble sleeping, so he ended up taking 40 milligrams of the sleep aid, quadruple the recommended dosage. I can't imagine taking 40 milligrams of Ambien. I had an engagement ring in my drawer, woke up and she was wearing a ring on her finger and it had explained what happened, the man wrote. I was just shook because I couldn't remember shh word. Can I say it? Couldn't remember. He even updated his Facebook relationship status to engage while in his Ambien-induced haze. In 2017, New York Magazine reported on the rise of, quote, things you did on Ambien, a subreddit thread for documenting people who have done bizarre things while under the influence of the sleeping pill. Acts include building a cabinet, cleaning a kitchen, and deranged text messages. Tyrus, all I've ever done when I've taken Ambien, prescribed by a doctor.
Good call.
Was go to sleep.
No deranged text messages? You sure?
I don't need Ambien for that.
Okay. All right. You know what? This story is another one where I'm like, I'm seeing the holes in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you accidentally proposed. You just happen to have
a backup ring
in the thing. Yeah. Who does that?
I keep an engagement ring in my drawer. I bought one for myself. I keep it in my drawer. I'm going to put it on my kitty's nose one day and have him walk up to me.
Speaking of engagement. Son of a bitch. Okay. Why don't we get married? Like, I just don't think this story is whack. I think he got engaged. He even changed his Facebook status. Well, I guess for those of us who have Facebook, I don't. It's a big thing to change your relationship thing from, you know, I'm sure if you had it, it would always be as complicated, I'm assuming. But that he went to all that stuff and then he woke up in the morning and realized, damn, bruh, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Coward's way out. I've never been on Ambien, so I can't, you know, but everything I've seen seems to be you do responsible things. You build cabinets, you do your taxes, you fix relationships, and apparently you get engaged. And in case you send deranged, I wish, you know, deranged text isn't clear because I'm sure spelling's a little strange when you're loopy, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're a texter. A master texter.
Master.
A textician, if
Correct.
You will.
Yes.
The excellence of texting. You look it up in Google. It's a picture of you texting with your eyebrow up. So I'm just curious to, like, I guess the only way to do this would be an Ambien study. Maybe if we, next time on the show, we just Ambien up under doctor's prescription and maybe we can bring a doctor in the chair to watch. Oh, you know what? Actually, we have Frosty Wisdom Hair over here. Wise Devin can watch us and make sure we're okay because she has all the answers because she has wise hair now. We can try to do some skills on Ambien and see if we're able to accomplish them.
I don't think if we're not allowed to drink, I don't think we're allowed to take Ambien and do the podcast.
Do we ever get clearance from that? Anyone? No? He's just shaking his head.
Suzanne
no.
Scott,
he's not even going to ask.
You're listening?
He's not even going to ask. He's just saying no.
All right.
He actually came in to say no.
We can do a series where we take a different drug.
Yeah.
Under
a doctor's prescription.
We will bring Dr. Drew.
Yes.
We will bring Dr. Drew to prescribe us.
Not Dr. Drew. I'm
not drugs.
This was okay. Now everything's
off. Do you
know
any other doctors?
Everything's off. This has all been a ploy for you to get Dr. Drew on this show.
You've
been dragging me around for 8 weeks for your moment to get your transition, which the explosion did for Dr. Drew. She's obsessed with Dr. Drew.
Who shouldn't?
Boom.
It's true. Who isn't?
I'm not.
He's a very nice guy.
He's too nice. He's friends with everybody. Yeah, I don't know. The jury's still out on Drew with me. And you know what? Speaking of things I don't like. Okay, I'm gonna bread box this guy. I've had an interesting week in the media. I've been involved in a couple things. But the situation, I covered a story on the daily briefing with Dana Perino on Mondays through Friday at 2 p.m. And of course, exclusively on Fridays, you can catch Tyrus on there, not plugging or anything, but there was a story with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. He allegedly did a story where he was basically, I don't want to call it criticizing, but he was basically explaining how that people are looking for the younger generation. It's in style to look for things to be offended. He was saying that he always supports people to do and have any belief you want, but he does recognize that people, this younger generation, I think it was Generation Z and millennials, or snowflakes, actually the term was snowflakes, were looking for reasons to be offended, and they would go after people even if they weren't really offended. I thought the statement was more of a wisdom type situation, so I was asked to comment on it. And so I didn't. And here's the cold part. I agreed with the statement. I was like, I felt like, yeah, there is too much division. There's too much blame game, not enough conversation, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, and the only thing I disagreed with, I don't think it's necessarily a snowflake situation. I think it's any Z, Generation X, you know, baby boomers, whatever. It's a people thing. We're very divisive in this country right now. We're very tribal. So it's across the board. Nobody's clean. Come to find out, lo and behold, which is one of the things I like, the words I like to say, lo and behold, it was a fake story.
It was completely made up.
So, and then The Rock on Instagram, that's a cue, guys. The Rock on Instagram drops.
I can't believe I have to do this again and set the record straight on something, but I'm happy to do it. Earlier today online, an interview dropped with me, apparently it was with me, where I was insulting and criticizing millennials. The interview never took place, never happened, never said any of those words, completely untrue, 100% fabricated. I was quite baffled when I woke up this morning. You know, I've gained such a great trust and equity with all you guys all around the world over the years, and you know it's not a real DJ interview. If I'm ever insulting a group, a generation, or anyone, because that's not me, and it's not who I am, and it's not what we do. So to the millennials, the interview never happened. To the plurals, the baby boomers, the snowflake generation, I don't even know where that term came from. The tequila generation, that's a generation I just started. That's a good one. You want to join it? I always encourage empathy. I encourage growth. But most importantly, I encourage everybody to be exactly who they want to be.
So, a couple parting shots there. Okay, first of all, Rock, you don't get to give yourself a new nickname. No DJ. No, absolutely not. Hell to the no, okay? We are connected in the wrestling world. We're also connected in the family world. He's actually the uncle of my son. So we're connected through family. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't talk about it a lot. Because it really doesn't, you know, I'm blazing my own path. There's no reason to be like, by the way, my son's, for real? And his Rock's mom has been extraordinarily sweet and always nice to me, and she's been really great to my son. So it's a nice family thing. So I responded on the daily briefing with, and I basically was saying that I kind of agreed. I agree with the thing. Just I made a thing about snowflake. It doesn't matter which group you are. And then 15 minutes later, this thing dropped. So there was a, you know, like, what's going on? And when I heard him say that, so I did some investigating, and turns out they bought that story from a freelance writer who went ghost.
So just went ghost.
They just bought it.
I mean, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah. And you know something about going ghost on people. Mm. So I was just pissed because there was no retraction. And I commented on a fake news story, mm-hmm. thinking it was true. And so I look like an idiot now. And then even worse, I look like I found a story. So I was like, hell to the no. And here's the cold part. I agreed with the ghost writer. So ghost writer, whoever you are, I agreed with your statement. I didn't think it was scathing. It wasn't assaulting anyone. But I also understand The Rock he's like Taylor Swift. He's a big-time market. He's a big-time star. He doesn't take sides because his fans are on both sides of the aisle. He has fans who love Donald Trump. He has fans who don't like Donald Trump. Right. He has fans who this, that, whatever. All his fans, they go to get away from all the stuff to enjoy him. So if he was to take a side or attack a particular group, I get it. So if he didn't say that, then he should not – like, that's just irresponsible journalism. And this story was vetted, and it made it on the Daily Briefing. And Dana Perino is a no-nonsense. She doesn't push her political opinions on people. She's very down to earth, probably one of the most respected people in the news world, and I'm proud to call her a mentor. So it was important for me to get the retraction out there, because if you're that thirsty to where you're going to make up stories, and then the other news media – and this, it wasn't – here's the other thing. It was some people, oh, it's tabloids. It wasn't tabloids. It's a real newspaper that just happens to look like a tabloid. But I think every paper in the UK kind of looks like a tabloid. They're all in the bright colors and stuff. But – it was just really frustrating that there was no one coming out to say to retract the story, because you should, even if it's like, oh, it's not a big – it is a big deal. Yeah. Anytime you lie on somebody – and this is a lie, straight up lie. This interview never happened.
Yeah.
It's not a miss.
Who does that? Who's sitting at home and they're like, you know what I think? I think I'm going to just write up a bunch of crap and say The Rock said it. I've been bored.
And sell it.
I've been bored before. I've never been so bored that I would want to do that. And why The Rock? The Rock?
But here's the thing. This is – he went to the star like, hey, I got a story for you. I just interviewed The Rock. Oh, really? okay. Yeah, and he says he doesn't like snowflakes. Got it. Who told you this? The Rock. Who did I make the check out to? G-O-S-T. It's G-H-O-S-T. And be out. You know what I'm saying? And just run away with it. So some editor – who bought the story needs to be held accountable, because nobody's coming forward. There's no not that I've seen. There's no retraction. And, of course, the news cycle moves on and on. But I wanted to wait till I was on my own platform to talk about it, because let me ask you this. As a libertarian and somebody who – you're a reporter. You write op-eds all the time. You're a writer and stuff like that. If you have a story that someone comes to you that knows is going to get a lot of attention – how do you handle, like, if one person, one source – I know the golden rule is three, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you only have one source, how would you vet? Or would you not do the story until you got more sources to corroborate?
I mean, if it was a respected reporter, that would be one thing, right? Just some dude saying, hey, The Rock told me this. I would
he's a freelance reporter.
I'd be a little leery of that.
But you would
I would
need
certainly
more.
Be a little leery of it. I wouldn't just say, oh, you said you talked to The Rock? All right, cool. I mean, you got to be a little more careful than that.
Yeah, it's irresponsible for them to do
Someone
that.
Just randomly emailed me, hey, I talked to The Rock. He said he hates snowflakes. I wouldn't be like, all right, dope. This is my plan for the day. I'm going to write about this random email. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, it's scathing when you think about just the irresponsible. And it's all over. It's not just – but when it happens to me, it bothers me.
Mm.
It's like an ingrown hair after a shave.
Mm.
Nope. Okay. You know what? This is – okay, now he's doing it on purpose. Man. You know what? I don't even want to do – can we try the laser now? Because now whenever I hear the explosion, I'm just going to think about how he was texting. Okay, that sounds like my iPad just – cat.
I feel like I just got beamed up to outer space.
I was trying to transition from The Rock to Gillette.
All right.
But now I don't want to transition to it anymore, Kat. I don't want to, you do. You find a transition. I'm not transitioning anymore. You got a dinosaur yell or something?
A pterodactyl? How do pterodactyls sound?
You just did that on purpose. That's an excellent pterodactyl, by the way.
I'm a pterodactyl.
That's you didn't have to say I'm a pterodactyl. I knew you were a pterodactyl because so it was a really good impersonation.
Thank
People
you.
Didn't know Kat does excel at animal impersonations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a new company we're starting. It's going to be huge. She's going to just travel around the country on a microphone going. It's going to be great. Okay, now it's losing a little steam. Let's slow down. Right. Let's save it. Let's not oversaturate it.
Speaking of pterodactyls.
Okay.
Gillette made an ad about toxic masculinity, and people were mad about it. I don't think I need to explain it. Everyone knows about the story, right?
Yeah.
I don't get why people are so mad. They were just saying, don't be a dick.
Okay, they were saying it, but they were saying it like dicks, and that's the problem.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Oh, I'll be happy. I'll be happy to tell you. I'll be happy to tell you. Okay, I covered this on the story, and I covered this on NPC today, and I did a do you call it op-ed? I just posted something on Instagram about it.
An Instagram column.
And listen, if there's Instagram models, there can be Instagram op-eds, okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay. I'm an Instagram model and an Instagram op-ed, and it was a mic drop moment. I'm pretty proud of it, but my whole point was I felt it was condescending because it was making it sound like it was more the norm. Yes, there are bad dudes out there, and there's also irresponsible women. And my point was like, where's the other commercial showing like women?
Is your hair not shiny? Are your fingernails not shiny? Is your face too shiny? Like, you don't look good enough to leave the house.
If you don't look like a Kardashian.
You need all these products. Are your eyebrows, do they not look like this? Your eyebrows should look more like this. What about your mouth? What about your eyes? What about your face? Are your feet scratchy? Do you need softer feet? What about your legs too hairy? Are your armpits too hairy? Do you not smell like a lavender when you wake up in the morning? Do you not smell like a lavender or a lily pad all the time? Are you concerned that men aren't talking to you because you have a normal human body? I mean, if women got mad every time an ad told them to be better, we'd just be walking around seething all the time.
But they don't come out with commercials like that. They don't tell women they're bad. They don't do that. And
that's all that
this commercial
beauty,
was like.
It's called the beauty industry. All it does is tell women they're bad. There's the beauty industry
and the weight loss industry. It's the great thing. It's a complete different thing. This was a man bashing. Straight up commercial that made no sense.
These commercials telling me that when you're on your period, you're supposed to want to go swimming
and
cycling.
Great, let's talk about tampons and your period. Would you want a tampon period telling you commercial telling you how to be a better person?
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
They got the women with the tampons in dancing all around. You don't feel like dancing around.
You're trying to let you know you're so free and you can be safe and there'll be no leakage issues, so you could dance around and you got it. You can do a cartwheel with the woman that got the wings on the side of it.
I can't do a cartwheel when I'm not on my period.
Well, that's a personal thing. You should have trained harder. But the point is, and I'm going to get this out, the point is, it was one of those things that was condescending and coming from a place, Gillette has no business doing a commercial talking about anybody acting right when they have been 90% of their history has been very misogynistic commercials. Women will love you. Beautiful women will massage your face if you shave with our product.
Also, they charge women more
way
for
more.
Razors.
All their women
so
razors have to
yeah,
be pink.
That's garbage.
Guys are blue. And then here's a little tidbit. All the Gillette-sponsored sporting events, the girls are in little blue suits with Gillette on their booty or some other kind of thing like that. And my whole point was Gillette, clean up your backyard first. Don't throw shade if you're part of the tree. Straight up. And that was boom. Walk away from it. I don't want a razor company telling me how to be another. And the whole barbecue thing, I'm telling you right now, if I did a commercial right now for Kat and Tyrus, the Temp Show, we did a show and we had a bunch of women in aprons with cookies going, we baked the good stuff. That's actually a pretty good commercial. We baked the good stuff. there would be calls from women all over, like, how dare you depict women as wearing aprons and baking cookies? We're more than that. And this one was a bunch of dudes with a barbecue pit with their arms crossed watching a little boy beat up another boy and going, boys will be boys. That was the worst, written by someone who's clearly not a man, who has never been around a man. Masculinity is not a bad thing. Femininity is not a bad thing.
It's who we are.
Respecting each other is important. Of course, we can all be better. If the commercial would have been like focused on the individuals who have made changes, if it would have been about Terry Crews and his situation and fighting your truth, or anyone who was affected by the Me Too movement and their actual story. Or how about this? Gillette goes back and they show all their old demeaning commercials and say, this is how we used to be and this is how we are now. That I would have supported that. I would have been good with that. But I hate blankets. Just like you're a libertarian.
I love blankets.
I hate blankets. I hate stereotypes, because if one group does it, we all get to do it. Because then it could be, well, any other group you could attack because they all do certain things that are annoying. But most men are good men. Most women are good people. And we see bad behaviors. We usually deal with it as a rule. Whenever something really terrible happens, it's a big deal. Why? Because it doesn't happen all the time. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, enough said. I'm done with that. Not tripping, but clean up your yard before you start telling me how to raise my
son. I just don't know why, like, the pink razors cost so much more. Like, the Gillette Daisy costs more than, like, a regular dude's razor. Even though
Sexism.
It's a random sheath of metal on a plastic stick. You could hack your leg off with that.
Here's the cool part.
There's no
women buy the blue ones anyways because it shaves your legs better. I did some investigative reporting on my own and asked some questions. And when most women say, no, we don't buy the pink. We get the guys because it's a better shave on our legs. Maybe I could ask our wise Devin over there, is that true, Devin? Can I get a thumbs up? See, Devin agrees, so I know I'm right. And I don't have frosty gray hair yet.
Pterodactyl is the official mascot of the podcast. You okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So everyone remember to rate this podcast 5 pterodactyls on Apple and everywhere else. Remember to tell your friends, tell your grandma, tell your grandpa. Tell your stepmom and your stepdad and your half brother and your half sister and your tell everyone about this podcast.
We are your podcast pushers. Tell your mom I'm your friend to the end. We're your podcast pushers.
Do you have the closer? Because I don't have it.
I always have the closer.
I don't have the paper.
I am the closer.
I don't have it memorized.
You have been listening to Tyrus and Timp. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And for more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com and rate and review this podcast.
This
explosion.
One.